Not many books spark as much debate or touch as many nerves as Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother is doing. Author Amy Chua writes that Chinese children are successful because their parents drive them hard, deny them TV and playtime, pick their activities for them, and demand perfection. Chua's memoir reflects how her ethnic Chinese immigrant parents raised her in America. But the world's Mary Kay Magsad reports from Beijing that in China, parenting has changed.
I am Miki. I am 6 years old.
Miki, or Li Jiahua, likes to sail his fleet of paper airplanes around the room while his parents talk to visitors. They smile indulgently.
He also have a singing course, the painting course, yes.
And he plays piano. Miki's been playing piano since he was 4. He practices about an hour a day. He likes to, he says. He says he also likes doing homework from kindergarten. Miki's father, Li Xiangming, is executive vice president of China's biggest internet provider. He says he likes to see his son have fun. He thinks play is an important part of learning. The pressure, he says, will come from school once Miki starts first grade and the homework and expectations start to pile up.
It's a kind of hard work for parents doing homework with him. So it's competitive not for kids, also for parents.
Wait, it's competitive for parents?
Yes.
The parents compete with each other?
Yes. Compete with each other. Your kid is got A. My kid's A+. That's very important. Compete very, very hard.
So far, so tiger parent. But here's where Li and his wife part company with that model.
You know, a lot of parents said if he get many, many homework, I would do it instead of him. I would do it because we don't want his burden is so high.
And Miki's mother, human resources executive Cui Xinyan, says she wouldn't sweat it if Miki brought home a B, nor would she sit for hours and drill him like Amy Chua does with her daughters. She says, I just want to make sure he understood whatever it was he didn't get the first time. Nor do these well-educated, upper-middle-class Chinese parents feel they should dictate to Miki what he should excel in. Better that he choose for himself, they say. In that, they're in good company among 30-something Chinese parents. Their friend, Han Bing, is recently married and not yet a parent himself. But as an educator, he thinks the tiger parent thesis doesn't reflect how things are done in modern China. He says he can see how an ethnic Chinese several generations removed from China could retain a view of what Chinese parenting was once about, when China was poorer and a child excelling on the national exams could make all the difference in a family's survival.
Before 1978, before the open door policy, China, I think, had better consistency in terms of value transitions, where, you know, what kind of education we should carry on. However, after open-door policy, I think Chinese people had more access to the rest of the world. And so we learned a lot more new things, and in relatively short time period.
Including, he says, from watching American sitcoms like Full House.
I think there's a very famous American show in the 1980s, Single Dad, white, very tall, slim. It's pretty funny. It was really popular in China in the late 90s. Everybody want to watch it. Everybody's talking about it because they say, hey, that's a different way to educate your kids. You don't have to, you know, beat up your kids all the time.
And with the government stressing that China's future economic growth depends on China becoming a more innovative society, at least some parents are getting the message that a little creative downtime can be a good thing. Outside a children's activity center in Beijing, several parents say they follow their kids' lead here. Li Huafeng says, I let my daughter choose what she wants to do, and I respect her choice. Her 5-year-old is learning piano. Li says she's heard of Amy Chua's book, and while that no rewards until you're perfect approach might still resonate with some Chinese parents, Li thinks this is a generational thing that has mostly passed in China. She says there's enough pressure coming from a school system that emphasizes memorizing and passing intensively competitive exams. As a parent, she's more interested in her child's creativity and psychological well-being. In that, she's not so different from many American parents. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.